A golden throne. Jesus held my hand as we were being lifted from this planet. We landed in the same place as usual, and he led me to a fruitful orchard. It was huge, and every row of fruit trees was in a perfect line. Each tree was laden with ripe, luscious fruits. They all produced a different kind of fruit. The orchard was so vast that it seemed endless. The Lord picked an oval-shaped purple fruit and handed it to me. Then he did the same with a round, deep red fruit. I ate them, but I could not taste them very well. I reciprocated by picking a small, round, pink fruit for the Lord to eat. Though I could not see his face clearly, I sensed that he was smiling, and I knew he was very pleased by what I had done. Next, we went to the now familiar white palace where we changed into our heavenly attire. The Lord took his seat on his golden throne. Once again, the room was filled with people who were wearing beautiful gowns and crowns like mine. The atmosphere in the room was one of peace and worship. The people were humbling themselves before the Lord. I tried to join in, but my sense of amazement and wonder did not permit me to focus on worship as quickly as I would have liked. Before I realized all that had transpired, the Lord had changed back into his regular gown. He reached out, took my hand, and led me outside. The experiences I've had in the kingdom of God occur so quickly that it sometimes seems as if I'm living out the fast-forwarding of a videotape. The Lord led me across a golden bridge that arched over a fast-flowing river. The banks of the river were very fertile, and magnificent trees and flowers grew on both sides. The trees and flowers in heaven are different in so many ways from those we know on earth. There are many varieties, and they are bigger, healthier, more colorful, and more beautiful than any plants I've ever seen. I felt as if I were in a fairy tale land, like those illustrated in the picture books I would read to my children, except this was no fantasy.